If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Community is always worth celebrating. The same goes for the businesses born within them. And with Drizzly, the number one app for alcohol delivery, you can find the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits that are Black-owned and women-owned and more. Then get them delivered in under 60 minutes. Now you can sip with purpose and discover great drinks with stories worth celebrating. Download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's DRIZLY.com to start sipping with purpose.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
You just took control.
No.
Like you were a big show on a network. She's here. We're starting.
I know. I know your place. That's what it's all about.
I'm glad you did, because honestly, I'm not in the humor.
I know.
I'm in a dark place, Niamh.
Are you? Why?
Because, like, just for the listener.
Okay.
Part of the Agony Rants recording involves a cup of tea and, like, something nice.
Yeah. It's true.
Part of the day.
It is true, yeah.
We stole these brownies.
I know.
Niamh stole them. Niamh is very, like, Niamh can come into Head Stuff and she can just take whatever she likes because she won the Eurovision, right? That's just the way it works. Nobody stops her. But when she does come in, they all put their phones in their drawers, right? Yeah, so that's just what happens.
No, I never took a phone. I will steal your brownie, but yeah, I won't.
A brownie, crisps. Niamh put together a smorgasbord.
A smorgasbord. To be fair, I came in, I hadn't eaten since the breakfast buffet this morning, so I'm like, I've been trying to cope.
I haven't eaten since my last buffet, and weak with the hunger. And I swear to God, the promise of those brownies.
Yeah,
they looked incredible.
Yeah, and then I did the added bonus of heating them.
Pouring the chocolate sauce.
And I heated it.
Yeah.
But it was,
I swear to God, it was like somebody put chocolate sauce on a foot.
Mind you, still ate them.
There was not a crumb left. But I was furious for every little bit of it.
Every bit, yeah. So it's not really working, is it? You know, it doesn't really fall into our lovely treat show.
I'm annoyed. I think if you're having a treat,
yeah,
it should be a treat.
I know. And then you're committed to eating it then.
Eating it because of the look of it.
Yeah, I know. You feel you should.
I'm going to have to stop talking or I'm going to actually get upset.
No, don't.
I feel like I'm going to go back downstairs and just have a conversation.
Don't do that. Have the conversation here with me first.
So how are you, Niamh?
I'm good. I'm actually not too bad. I'm very, very, very busy. But I'm loving it. It's a really nice time and I've been enjoying it. I've been doing a bit of work with Gerald Pellegrin. He's been fantastic. He contacted me about doing these concerts, like, so we go and we do afternoon concerts in care facilities and things like that, and it's really lovely because there's a lot of people who have been disconnected since COVID, so I've been really enjoying going in and singing songs, and honestly I'm getting absolutely dog's abuse from the people in the group, which is amazing.
Of course you are.
Yeah,
of course.
And dog's abuse. And then also, getting lots of stick from the people, like some of the old people. There's nothing better than an old person telling you, who are you?
Exactly. Yeah, there's nothing more humbling.
No.
When I used to do a show in Carlow every year,
yeah,
there was a man that would come to my show every year.
Just
and he was about, I'd say, mid-70s. And within the first 5 minutes, he'd be asleep.
Oh.
Fast asleep, sitting right at the front. And then at the end of the show, he'd come up and tell me how much he enjoyed himself. I was like, of course you enjoyed yourself. You were asleep.
Yeah, well, clearly he was.
Yeah. I also enjoy naps.
Yeah, well, he might be an insomniac. And you're the only reason he can go sleep. That's a gift. That's a gift, girl.
It's still an insult.
I felt I was going to give out to somebody in the audience because they did look, you know what I'm like, not give out, but you know, I like to be interactive with my audience. And this man was asleep in the front. It looked like he was falling asleep all the time, or that he was asleep the whole time. And I was about to make some sort of comment about where we're keeping him up and all this, you know, the way I would have the little joke. And I'm glad I didn't, because actually it turned out he was actually blind. So,
oh, God.
Yeah, but it wasn't obvious. Do you know what I mean? It was just, yeah. So thank God I didn't do that.
But you see, I'm sure as a Eurovision winner over the years, that's the sort of thing that happens. Like, you vouch to someone for rustling a bag of sweets, and then there's an altercation and she storms out, colostomy bag in hand.
What, the Eurovision winner or the...
No, I'd say a fully functioning bell, Niamh.
Oh, yeah, fully.
Like a
not
new
those brownies.
Pin. Like a new pin.
No, that brownie's going to rip through it. No. I'll be as clean as a whistle tomorrow. You know, so maybe it was a high five for brownie. Maybe that's why I was disappointed.
Now, that's, I swear
I've
to God,
I've brought it back
right?
up again. I'm sorry. We were past it and now we're back
There's
in.
Nothing more, and Niamh, it's the double whammy now, right? There's
okay.
nothing more annoying than a healthy treat.
That's an oxymoron.
When they take out the flour, they take out the butter, they take out the sugar, and they put in coconut oil, honey, and rolled oats.
Yeah, so...
I'm sorry, that's not a treat. That's a breakfast.
I know. It's not... I think if you're going to be bad.
Yeah.
But just be less bad, you know, as in, you know, rather than...
100%.
You know, I just think by the time they put all... It's like the gluten-free stuff, and don't get me wrong, some of it's very good and all, but the problem about it is... that they put so much other stuff in it, there's actually more calories in it by the time you finish. You have to be really careful about that.
I got into trouble a couple of years ago because...
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Just the once?
I got, because I had a go with the celiacs.
Oh, you had a go with them?
It wasn't a
at
general go.
Or?
It was just... It was a specific thing that happened where I had to cook something that was gluten-free.
Okay.
And it was an absolute disaster. And then I went on a radio show, an interview, and I was just talking about it.
Oh. Did you incur the wrath of the celiacs?
I really did.
But was
was
it the celiacs, or was it just the people who are gluten intolerant, which they're not always the same?
I'm sorry, I have no patience for the gluten intolerant. Right? The celiacs, fair enough. They had a point. Because, like, what happened was, I went into the... I had to cook a gluten-free quiche, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely foul. Like, I mean, it tasted like somebody had thrown... scrambled egg on a cardboard box is the only way I can describe it, right? Like, it was absolutely disgusting, right? The next morning, I was doing it, like, because it was a dinner party. Dinner
okay.
party ruined now, right? And
right,
that was
okay.
because one of my friends brought one of their friends who was gluten-free.
Okay.
Right? Now, I think that if you are somebody who is a celiac or is gluten-free, right? I think for a start, there's a couple of questions you need to answer if you're being invited out.
Mm-hmm.
First is, are you a proper celiac?
Okay.
Like, I want a medical certificate.
That's fair
like,
enough. That is fair enough. Yeah.
Because if you think I'm spending €12 on special needs flour for somebody that just, like, has a dicky tummy every now and again, I'm not having it. I'm just not.
Well, okay. So we've been friends a long time, right? You do know I went gluten-free for a year.
You did. It was really annoying.
Yeah, I know.
It was really annoying.
But
now,
I didn't incur it on other people. And actually...
No, fair. And to be honest, you would tell me, like, you'd remind me that you're gluten intolerant, like, on the... You'd be on the second half of a panini.
And the other thing I meant to say last week was somebody tweeted me about the fact that they have a Eurovision colouring book. Have you seen that?
That is the grimmest thing I have ever heard.
No, it's...
I know, actually, it's brilliant. I did have a look.
Yeah.
I had a little look. Now, I have to say, you have a fine pair of hands, mate.
Yeah. But, you know, you can...
That's... You have a hand...
But if you look at the winners,
the hand
right?
has been
they
trapped
have all
in the door.
Grode. If you look at that, you know which one is me, to be fair. Like, at least you know which one is me. But my favourite moment is when... And to be honest, I love that they've done this, right?
It's amazing.
It's brilliant.
It's Kevin. What's his name?
Kevin. Yeah, he actually does Shakespearean comics as well. So we are right up there with the Shakespearean comics, right?
Absolutely.
So exciting. Graphic novels. I absolutely love it. And I love that they've done this. And actually, when you look at the pictures, you can actually figure out who's who. My best favourite thing is...
that is not a compliment.
It's
like if somebody said, Arndt has drawn you. You can't go, yeah, you'd know it was me.
No, but part of me is really, really psyched about it because you know what? I'm going to be part of somebody been able to calm themselves and enjoy themselves. You know, this is a lovely thing.
It is lovely.
It is lovely. And then, but the, in the bottom left-hand corner is my lovely horse. Oh, they put my lovely horse in.
That's, that is cool.
That is.
I have to say, that is the Eurovision song that would have won.
Yeah.
Well, apart, well, I mean, apart maybe not seven
that
won.
Didn't. Like, that did win? What are you talking about?
No, I mean, like, I think that would have done well. Like, if the bloody Russian grannies are still talked about.
Oh, we love the Russian grannies.
The Russian grannies.
Yeah, I love them.
How many of them are still alive?
I don't know. We're not in touch.
So this week, what we thought we'd do is, right, we actually decided we would talk about treats
this week.
Right, because what's happened is we've been locked up for 2 years.
Oh, yeah,
right?
That's true.
And all of the things that we used to treat ourselves, like maybe having a drink, maybe getting a takeaway, is literally how we lived for 2 years. So, like, we were all working from home having, like, the bottle of wine.
A lot of me time.
Yeah, there was a lot of me time. A lot of face packs.
Yeah. Oh, really? With no face packs in my life.
Sitting on the couch with a hot water bottle drinking wine. We've done it now for 2 years.
Yeah, so what is the treat now?
Like, for me, like, a treat is always around food.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, like, definitely.
Hello.
Like, yeah, nice. But, like, you know, like, it's the one thing. It's, like, decadent and, you know, it's...
Usually it's a thing that you really look forward to. Like, I know it's going to sound really weird. When I was younger, I used to love cream crackers with raspberry jam and loads of butter. And I used to make cream cracker sandwiches. I loved it. I used to come in
cream
from my gig.
Sandwiches.
I used to come in from the gig and eat about 8 of them, yeah. Like, I mean, I was like a horse back then. I was just like a horse to me. And I'd get so upset.
Not even a bit. Like, here's my thing, right? I think cream crackers are savoury.
Yes, but
so sweet on savoury
doesn't work for you.
No,
right. So you don't put fruit and curries or any of that rubbish.
I would be okay with that. I put a bit of chutney in a curry.
Okay,
but I remember I remember once being in McDonald's with a friend who dipped their chips in the ice cream.
Yeah, no, that's
and wrong. I almost called the police.
No, that's wrong. Like, that's like people dipping a chip in a coffee, or you know, sometimes I see people do crisps. There's something wrong with people like that. That's not right, but. Do you put, like, cranberry sauce on chicken? Or do you put, like, the brie with the sauce? You know, all that.
And the coolies and stuff. Coolies. Yeah. Like, I mean, I would definitely have fruit with savoury.
Yeah.
But things like a jam now on a...
My chili jam. No, but I do, I don't know why, and it has to be raspberry jam.
Raspberry.
Yeah.
Now, answer me this, right?
Right, men like strawberry, women like raspberry. And I don't know why that is. It's not... universally so, but the general guidelines in my life has been that all the men like the strawberry and I like the raspberry. And
but do they not just taste the same?
What is wrong with you?
That is the one thing now, I'll be honest.
No, they don't.
I've never noticed the difference between the jam, the taste of, between jams.
Only the people who get the bonus episode will know the level of shock I'm going through right now, because I cannot change that. It's like I've had Botox.
But do you not think they
immediately put it in my face everywhere?
Do you think they all taste the same?
No, they do not. No. Oh my God, that's a whole day now we're going to have to spend trying all the jams. That's it. What's wrong with you? So, anyway, we got away from the treat situation.
Yes, we were talking about treats.
Yes.
I definitely think it's always food. Yeah. Like, I'm not one of these people that goes for, you know, we're having a day. It's always around, like, a meal that I'm hungry for, right? So, like, that I haven't eaten a whole lot that day. But I'm not hungry enough
to just like
to
eat the table.
Like, an absolute bastard that will ruin the whole event for everyone else.
Okay, I get that.
Do you know what I mean? Like hungry and really like dying for the food.
Looking forward to
it. And it's delicious.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. Because actually, how many of us do that? Know that we have a big event and you know, I'm not going to eat. And then you get there and you're so starving. You're eating like the plate and the napkin.
You have 2 hours in the taxi on the way.
You're hangry the whole way.
Yeah.
Well, food is a big thing for me. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
But my big treat... Right, my big treat is, you know, if you lock me into a room where they'll have massage written on the outside, they can do what the hell they like to me when they're inside. I would forgive them, do anything. I honestly, if it's a proper treatment, to be honest, I could get you very easily. But I absolutely...
Nick, that is not something you should be putting out
no,
there.
I know. It's too late. It's out there. I love a treatment. And I love the fact that you have to totally switch off when you're doing it. And everything. I know you hate the idea. I mean, the laugh of it is I won't allow anybody to touch my feet. Absolutely. Do not look at my feet. But the, if I'm in a massage room, they can do what they like. They can touch my feet. They can do all the things.
I actually, that is, I can't.
It's your worst nightmare.
Bear. Like, there was loads of them that came in, like, when we, like, when we asked people for what their idea of a treat is. Loads of them came in that they were, like, day spas or, you know, treatments and stuff. I swear to God, I can't bear it.
Oh, no, I love it.
There's something about it that when I'm there, I'm always thinking, I've paid to stay in this hotel. And I'm now in a leisure centre sitting in a puddle.
Okay, you're going to the wrong spas.
No, but you're doing that.
That's not a spa. That's like a leisure centre with a puddle in it. That's not a spa.
No, but you know the way, like, you go and they do something to you, right? Like, whatever it is. And you're like, yeah, that's lovely. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, that's lovely. That's lovely. That's all that's in my head is like, please.
Just stop.
Please, just stop.
What treatments are you booking in for?
Like, I've had a couple of facials.
Okay.
Which I can't bear that light touch on the face.
No, me neither.
I can't bear it. And I've had the odd massage.
But now, what kind of massage? It's very important.
When would they rub you?
Okay. So far, we have to do a day test in jams, and then I have to actually bring you to the right place to have a proper massage.
Like, what would you say is the proper massage?
Well, it depends on what you like, right? If you don't like soft rubbing, then run away from aromatherapy. Room therapy is lovely, but I mean, I can't be having it.
Sit in a room with a woman in a smock sniffing a paste. I'm just like, why am I here? And why is this €100?
Has that happened to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know where they put, like, they dab, like, essential oil on your lip so you smell it? And then maybe that's supposed to distract you from the fact that they're, like, pouring wax in your ear. And you're like, what is this?
I once had a chocolate massage. They rubbed chocolate into me. It's a proper thing. It's a proper massage.
They rubbed chocolate. Where did they rub the chocolate?
My skin was amazing afterwards. Wherever. It was dark chocolate. It's very good.
I think. Well, it's not where they rubbed the chocolate. It's how did they take it off?
Well, you know, they kind of, you know, they rub it into your skin and then you shear it off. That's what happens. You weren't
that. How much was that?
It was lovely. That's all I got. It doesn't matter how much it was. It was fabulous. I wasn't expecting it. I didn't know what to expect. Because I've had every kind of massage under the sun near enough now. And, you know, because if you show me any sort of treatment room, I go, oh, go on.
Go on.
Go on then. Here. Go on. I'm sure I will.
But I'll throw something in your lap and you can scrub it.
I know.
So, Amy Howard, she says, when she wants a treat, she upgrades from a €1 mess cone, which she says she gets in Dunn's, to a coffee to go, massively fruity, dreamy one. Yum. Now, I have to say, there isn't a ceiling on what I'd pay for a scone. It's good.
Are you a scone?
Yeah, I love a scone.
A scone-y colleague. But now, are you a butter, cream, jam scone-y person? Are you a stuff in the thing? I mean, what way?
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is a science.
Pear and almond scone is absolutely delicious.
A pear and almond scone.
And I like a bit of creme fraiche on it.
Like, in my head, I'm thinking, are you putting the cream on the jam or the jam on the cream? And you're right over into the creme fraiche conversation.
Yeah, creme fraiche. There's no whipping with creme fraiche.
Whipping cream is gorgeous. I love a really nice scone, but the problem is you're a bit at the mercy of whether the scone is fresh.
Well... Now, this is the...
Are we on the soapbox again?
You've raised an excellent...
Okay, come on.
Right, I don't mind paying a tenner for a scone.
But it needs to be baked, like, 3 seconds before I come in.
But if you are rolling out some stone that has been in the bottom of a fridge for 3 weeks, or has been frozen... Oh, frozen!
Let it go. Do you want a frozen scone?
I will complain. I will.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
No, I understand.
I called someone over.
No, for £10, I would want somebody to be bringing it out in some sort of, you know, costume. £10 for a scone.
€10, warm from the oven, please. And apparently, I didn't know this.
Right.
Apparently with a scone, they're supposed to just fall apart. Like, you're supposed to just pull and you're not supposed to have to cut.
No, I agree with that. Actually, when you have a really fresh scone, They should be just slightly crisp on the outside and really fluffy on the inside, not dense.
I was right on my mum's scones, and you could put them through a window.
Did you? Maybe. Not denying or confirming
nor deny.
Okay.
So,
Dee Purcell says book into a hotel for the night or book in for spa treatments. Now you see Dee's on the same.
She's on the same wavelength as you. No.
Yeah, no, I don't always do it to get away from my husband, but I kind of sometimes do.
Do you know what? Do they talk to you though?
What, my husband?
No.
Yeah, he's not.
But like.
No, they shouldn't really. They shouldn't talk to you during a massage, no.
Yeah.
You can have a little small like interchange of conversation at the beginning, but and actually all the good massage therapists will stop talking to you, even me. It's like Miss Chatty Boots. I know how to behave in a massage room though, but it is true. You shouldn't really. It's about actually emptying the brain, you know. I love that.
God, I would love to love a massage.
Now I feel I have something to work towards now. It's wonderful.
Like maybe it's, I've only ever had massages from little ladies. Like beauticians, they tend to be small little ladies. Like that they're the people. They're the only people that has ever.
I'm not sure if I spoke before about the massage I had from a lovely man.
Go on.
In Croatia.
Well.
Well, it was interesting. I think I did speak about it before. I haven't done the list of the stories we've said before, but yes, it was. You know, wow, thorough. But he was very good.
Naive.
Yeah. No. Well, he didn't. It wasn't. Yeah, okay. Move on. I'll give you his number.
I'll tell you what, I'll get a doll.
I have it in the box.
I'll get a doll, me.
Show me where he touched
it. Show me where
he
touched it. On the doll.
We're having a little moment here, Grant, you know. I have his card at the back.
Very exciting about the story I'm about to hear after this podcast.
Okay, honestly, the debrief after these podcasts are nearly better than the actual
debrief
podcast.
Being the operative word.
Oh, no, you wear those little paper ones they give.
Paper knickers.
I know. I got my husband a massage.
I always thought that was weird.
What?
The way they make you wear those paper knickers. Because I went in for a facial recently and they were like, it's very relaxed, and they gave me paper knickers. And I was like, what? Am I going to be so relaxed? I'll shit myself. What are you talking about?
What kind of facial were you going for?
It was just a standard facial and she gave me paper knickers.
No.
Like, this is a very strange world. See, this is why I don't do this.
No, but the paper knickers is usually, if they're going to do a full body massage, they don't want you to get oil on your underwear. That's all it is. It's just a modesty thing.
Oh.
That's all it is.
Okay.
You shouldn't need one for a facial, to be fair. There's no oil going anywhere near you there.
I genuinely.
You thought you were going to be so relaxed after your massage. You're going to.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I thought they put it on if you had an accident. Because you're relaxed.
No, although I'm sure that.
There, but for the grace of God, go on.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to bring you to the best.
So it's
place.
The oil. Okay.
This is.
I mean,
now
you say it makes total sense. But I just always remember thinking, very cautious.
Okay, so Kitty says, a walk on the beach with a podcast, early brunch, vino browse, shops, bookshops or a museum. Now, Kitty's a very elevated life and clearly she's listened to our podcast, which is even best.
A very elevated life for a functioning alcoholic because she's at brunch with vino.
But there's a bookshop involved. That's allowed.
Yeah. If you're hammered at 12 o'clock in the day, once you're in a bookshop, it's respectable.
Or a museum.
Yeah.
That's good.
Just a bit of me time.
Kitty, I quite like you.
We actually have one from somebody called Dana.
Dana?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's the Dana.
No.
But it says Dana Naps. And it could be the Dana.
That's self-explanatory.
But I don't think it is.
Naps.
We are pausing for a moment to remind you that Agony Rants is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you would like to support the show and us, you can become a member for as little as €5 a month. And in return, you will get bonus episodes from us, including the bonus material where Niamh was discussing the whole In Your Eyes Idina Menzel thing. Very exciting. And from all of the other shows on the Headstuff Podcast Network. And also, if you're an Agony Rants subscriber, you can also get to watch us on video recording an episode. To subscribe, head over to headstuffpodcast.com. Also, we're going to tell you about another great show from the Headstuff Podcast Network. Sissy That Pod is starting a brand new season, which is going to talk all about the new All-Stars season of Drag Race. Sissy That Pod is a podcast which discusses all things Drag Race. The show covers every season in every franchise of RuPaul's Drag Race. It's hosted by Keane and James, who within 24 hours of an episode of the show airing, they will have their episode with their take on it ready for your ears. Here's a little clip.
My name is Keane.
And I'm James, and we host Sissy That Pod.
Sissy That Pod is a fun, informative, and comprehensive companion podcast into the world of the queer and colourful cultural behemoth that is RuPaul's Drag Race. Join us every week as we cover the current season of the show, All Stars 7, through the eyes of two queer Irish fans.
Or scour through our back catalogue wherever you get your podcasts or on headstuffpodcast.com to check out the other seasons we've covered.
But for now, start your engine.
It's time to crown an ultimate queen.
A problem.
Dear Agony Rants, I love it. We're actually Agony Rants. It's not like, you know, love the show. Thanks so much for all the giggles. What a great combo. I have a problem for you. I've been seeing a guy for 11 months and it's all going very well. He is divorced and his parents are still mad about his ex. Their wedding photos are still up in their house. As in, I'm assuming, in the parents' house. I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt that maybe they haven't got around to it yet, but they are separated 3 years ago. He's an only child and the apple of his parents' eye.
Run to the hills.
Okay. Whenever we get together with them, they always find a way to bring her into conversation. My boyfriend doesn't seem to notice it. I say to him and he laughs it off, but I find it really weird. Also, according to my boyfriend, when they were together, they didn't like her at all. Well, he's going to say that, isn't he? He just thinks they are both mad, and I do too. But the odd time, it does annoy me, and it would be great if I didn't have to put up with it, as things are good otherwise. It's very strange, and I have to say, his mother is worse than his father. Isn't that always the way it growed? Always the way.
Shock, horror. Shocking.
Yeah, I know. We get the blame for everything, us mammies. At one point, we were talking about cake and I laughed and said that I had put on a few pounds from lockdown biscuits and she shot back, Karen, in brackets, not her real name, was always very toned. Oh my God. I was so shocked and actually laughed. Oh my gosh, laughed. Mm. I get it that there's a settling in phase, but how long do I put up with this? Himself has suggested I have them over for dinner in my place, and I can only imagine what that would be like. Do you think I should put up with it or confront them? Thanks, Danielle, in brackets, not my real name. Okay, first of all, there's lots going on in this.
There's a massive amount of stuff going on here, and I have to say, Danielle, not your real name. I have to say I really do pity you, because I think that when you go into a relationship, you are always, particularly in like 11 months, like, you're always doing that, like, best foot forward thing. You know? Like,
yeah.
Like, the first year, you're like, I'm going to make an effort here. I'm going to try and make them like me.
As in the you family?
Know? Yeah, the family. Okay. Like, because, I mean, in 11 months, like, how often could you expect to see his parents? Like, maybe three times.
Wow. Yeah.
Three, four, maybe?
Not me. Once I'm in a relationship, I'm in the family. I moved in. It's great. They, you know, actually more mothers cried when I left than they, all the mothers cried when I left. Well, more than the boyfriends did, let me tell you.
Well, Niamh is very much like, you're a very type A personality.
Yes.
Like, you're like, when Niamh's in a family, like, she comes in and she starts stripping the whole stairs and landing. Like, she makes her mark. Makes her mark.
Friends? But you're not wrong.
Like, I think that's awful, right? Because obviously she's making an effort and it's getting nowhere. Like,
to be fair, she hasn't had them over for dinner for 11 months.
Good for her. Good for... Like, do you know what? I have to say good for her. And the absolute cheek of them to be suggesting that you... Like, maybe they'll soften if you have them over for dinner. Or maybe they'll criticise you in your own home.
Maybe.
Personally, now this could be the wrong advice. But that's what you get on Agony Rants. An opinion that is completely misinformed.
We don't have the whole story.
No qualifications, with limited information, and set in the heat of passion for entertainment value.
Yes.
What she should do is, I think, you pair it right back when you're dealing with those people.
Do you even nod at them?
Yeah, you nod at them. But you're the one in the winning situation here. You have her son.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There doesn't seem to be there's any cracks in that relationship. Things seem to be going fine between you. And he seems he's a little laid back. So it's all very comfortable and all very nice. And he's a bit too laid back. Like, he probably needs to take your side a bit more, right?
Well, he's clearly not living with her.
Yeah, but we'll park that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But as regards to how you deal with the mother and father, I would say you pair right back. I'd say you be polite and you be cold.
No, listen, you make them concerned for the fact that they may not be looked after in their old age.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. The worst home you can find. Make no, it's very clear.
Fine. Clearly, Karen's going to look after them, not her real name.
Do you know what the other certain thing is, right? 100%, I'd say if you were to talk to Karen,
she'd have the same story.
She would have the exact same story.
Yeah, so maybe you should just, maybe. She doesn't seem that keen on talking to Karen, let's be honest.
No, obviously, she shouldn't talk to Karen. No, obviously.
Karen, that doesn't look like a thing.
Karen's not your problem, right? In this situation, she's absolutely not your problem. But this is how that family rolls.
Mm.
He is an only child. Yes, he's an only child, the apple of his parents' eye.
So basically, he's the centre.
Yeah.
So he's going to
inherit everything.
Mm.
You know, that's the way they see it. He is their little baby.
Yeah, stay
sun,
for that.
Sun, moon and stars.
Stay for that.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
I'd put up with a bit for that.
This is a payday.
But you don't have to be nice.
Payday is a payday.
Treat them like toddlers. You know, reward the good behaviour. Ignore the bad.
Nice.
Do you like that? As a sampler, I'm already sewing it on.
To get a piece of advice like that, it's almost worth having kids. That's brilliant advice. That's exactly what to do.
Yeah.
Treat them, reward, what was it? Reward
the good behaviour, ignore the bad.
And ignore the bad.
That's great.
But also, like, even more than ignore the bad, I would say, if the behaviour is bad, like, note it.
Oh, 100%. You would not put up with that kind of behaviour from people that you didn't know. Why would you put it up? Because actually, they're not invested in you yet, and nor are you in them.
Yes, exactly.
It is not for you to look for their approval.
Absolutely not.
It's nice to get on with your in-laws.
It's for them to be pleasant.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's fine. And I think, you know, if you maybe didn't laugh when she said, you know, Karen was always, Karen, not her real name, was always very toned, I think a subtle look would deal with that fairly fast, you know? What if she just burst into tears in front of her when she said it? What would the mother do with that?
I mean, look, plain deranged is a fantastic tactic.
You know, can you imagine like some sort of like mental breakdown in front of the mother, like so wounded, hurt.
Just throw yourself on the trifle.
Snivels everything, the whole thing.
Like that comment there that Karen was always very toned.
Mm.
That's your evidence. That's your marker. Yeah. You're not imagining stuff.
No.
Mammy's having a lovely time being a bitch is what's going on here. That's what it is. She's thoroughly enjoying herself because she feels that it gives her like a bit of status or a bit of something.
Yeah.
But what you could do is you could burst into tears. And I love that you've got the extreme reaction. But what you could also do is you could break your heart laughing when she says something like that.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. And then go out and repeat it to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The funny joke. Go, wait, did you hear what you're saying? And then do it as if you're both in the joke together.
Yeah.
And the mother will be mortified.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
That's true. But who is she saying that to? The father?
To the father
boyfriend?
And the son.
Yeah, father and son.
Yeah, and you just keep laughing. And as long as you're laughing, they think that you've taken it as a joke. But they all know exactly how she meant it. To be fair, right? I know the boyfriend isn't stepping up and he does need to step up.
Mm.
But the other side of this is, and this is more evidence that this is what this mother does,
mm-hmm.
is that they're not stepping up because this is just normal.
It's just stuff.
Every girl that comes home, the mother's a cow. That's what happens. Like, so they are so used to seeing it, they don't even know to jump in. They're
okay,
just
in
so
this
used
sense,
to it.
For men there, I thought you were saying every mother does that. You know?
No. Just like that's why they're not stepping up and nobody's jumping in.
Yeah.
Because they're so used to it. They're like, this is just what she does. It's actually normalised for them.
And it's a bit tragic, really, Danielle, because the chances are this is an Irish mammy and Irish mammies and their sons. It's a disaster.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's difficult to be the woman in between that.
I know.
But look, the thing about it is,
especially the second woman. You know? I know, I'm a bit sharp today, actually. I'm just realising that. No, it, you know, Daniel, I totally get it. You deserve better respect. And actually, you don't actually owe these people anything. That's the bottom line of it. You don't really. And they, you know, they're going to rely on you more, you know, to be nice. Because obviously, say, if you and your boyfriend go further and decide to be together, you know, you don't have to be friends with these people. It's nice to be. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but pleasantries are more than enough.
But they don't have to be friends. You can just be, yeah, that's grand. They're nothing to you.
Also, I just noticed something here as well.
Oh.
Who is this guy?
Which guy?
He has suggested that you have them over for dinner.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he have them over for dinner?
Yeah, listen, Danielle, seriously, we're on your side.
But seriously, back to that point, like,
yeah.
Like, why doesn't he have them over?
No,
like, he's the one telling her to have them over, and they've been nothing but rude to her.
I know.
That's outrageous.
He should be saying to them, listen, lads.
And you should push back to him and say to your boyfriend, I will be more than happy to have them over.
Yeah.
When I'm
treated right.
More or less certain that they won't treat me like a dog.
I know. It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's annoying. But the thing about it is, Danielle, don't let it go.
No.
Do not, like, you have, now we're supporting you.
Yeah, right? 100%.
We're in this with you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, she's treated you badly for the last time. Right?
That's it, just let it go.
You've got your little tools, laugh uproariously.
Yeah, or cry.
Or cry.
I go for the laughing, I'll be honest, now that you say that. But it's an extreme reaction to it. So, because actually sometimes letting it go sometimes does actually forgive it.
Yeah.
It's like a child pushing against you to see how far they can push it. You know, you nearly have to school them.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you need to start having a conversation with him.
Yeah.
And just say that, listen, there's been a couple of times now that your mother's been sharp, so I'm pairing this right back.
Yeah.
If you want us to be friends,
move on.
A conversation needs to be had.
Yeah.
And when she's been a cow, you need to step in and you need to say it to her afterwards. And not in front of me.
No.
Because that's embarrassing for you.
Yeah, but the other thing about that is, you know, you're setting the tone for your relationship for the next, if you're serious about this person, for the rest of your life.
Only for as long as Mammy lives. Listen, Danielle, happy to help.
Yes, thank you.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we love a little update.
We love when our problems get updated. Thank you for listening. And if you want to get in touch, email us on agonyrants.com.
agonyrants@gmail.com. Need doesn't use the internet. She's a Eurovision winner. She has people
very
for
tired
that.
Today. I'm very tired. Very busy. Very busy at the moment.
We let you go.
Agonyrants@gmail.com. Please send in your problems. We love them. Actually, what we really love now is for you to suggest topics.
Yeah, we're really running dry.
We're like doing our very best to think of interesting topics. We would love to know what you want to talk about.
Yeah, what we might do is actually we might start doing a couple of more than one problem.
Yes. But we need more problems for that. We want you to send in.
We've got a few.
Diverse. Oh, okay. Yeah,
a few backlog. It's a couple of slugs that need fixing up and putting them on the back burner.
Anyway, if you have anything you want to tell us about, email us on agonyrants@gmail.com and we would love to hear it. Or just DM us in wherever social media. But I am like Insta story queen now.
Cheers.
And I am loving it. I mean, the road is getting some bashing on it, but anyway, that's okay. Keep safe and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
Industry leading, difference making, tomorrow shaping, world changing. These are a few of the adjectives people use to describe the technologies and companies Deloitte works with day in and day out. Join us, and soon those very same adjectives could describe your career too. Explore technology careers at Deloitte.com/tech careers and make an impact on business, technology, and society while engineering your future. At Deloitte.
Being a parent can be really challenging. Child and Family Resource Network focuses on connecting pregnant parents and those with kids under the age of 5 with free support services to help them on their parenting journey. Everyone deserves someone they can turn to for help with parenting. Visit childandfamilyresourcenetwork.org today.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.